Now, Gowie isolation's actually working out pretty well for you, so you can train to get on the Champions Tour.
Yeah, I'm absolutely loving it. I'm walking 8Ks a day to get my feet used to that walking again, hitting balls, putting, chipping, and it's been great, actually. And it's a good time to get away from the family, where I just go out the back and belt balls and to take my frustration out in that. But
now, Gowie,
yeah, a lot of people, yeah, yes, mate. Happy birthday, by the way. You're getting close to the real number of maturity, 40.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, listen, I've been stalking you on Instagram, and I saw that little green you've got out the back. Is that out the back of your house? Is that real grass?
No, that's artificial grass from a company called Southwest Greens. Because it's got four different types of grasses on it, so I can get used to getting back to onto it. It's got longer grass where the ball sits down really low, and it's got this rubbery thing at the bottom that makes it hard to get the club through the ball. I've got like a couch, a really tight chipping area, and then the putting green runs at about 11, so it's really quick, and it's got all the different. So when he designed it, I've got all the different shape. So I like to hit right to left putts, and I like to practice those, like, you know, hundreds on end. So of late, there's a little putting angle that I put out last night that I hit about 400 putts a night, and I don't leave until I hit the 400 putts, and that's an alignment piece. So I'm starting at the beginning and going through all the disciplines I've got to do to get back on tour.
Gowie, great news for golf clubs around the country that we can now continue to play.
How about this? I know there's been some miscommunication through all of this, but they closed all golf clubs on Tuesday night, I think it was, or Monday. Ray Hadley wasn't happy with that. He's a member at Castle Hill Golf Club, and he actually got onto the Premier. That's you know, the rest of the golf clubs couldn't get onto the Premier or the Prime Minister, so he decided to get onto them. The wording wasn't great on exercise. Golf is exercise, believe it or not, even if you're having 10 beers along the way. But it's all changed. Like, as I've been telling you guys the last 4 weeks, is that the golf clubs were really proactive. They got on the front foot with all the boundaries that needed to be there, you know, being away from people a certain distance, not touching. All the rakes are out of the bunkers. They've put little stoppers so the ball doesn't fall to the bottom of the hole, so you can pick the ball out. I played last week, and I didn't touch anyone or touch anything other than my golf balls and my golf clubs. So good on them to get back out walking again. All the clubs are keeping that policy upheld. There was a club in Sydney that there was a player that didn't state of those rules, and he got a month's suspension. So they're very serious about it.
Hey, Gowie, are comps still up and running, or is it more about a casual member, or do you have to be a member to go and play? What's the rules surrounding that?
Yeah, well, it's a great question. Yeah, at private members' golf courses, there is competitions still playing, and believe it or not, the golf clubs that have taken the pins out, people have been having their best scores of all time. So imagine hitting to a green, there's no pin. Some people have just been having their best scores because they've just got to the middle of the green and they're somewhere near the pin. But public golf courses open, like Liverpool Golf Course on Tuesday, I think they had 80 to 100 players play. And you've got to play in two balls, so there's only two players in a group. Where else was open? There's a whole heap of public golf courses that are still open. So everybody can go and play, but majority of the private golf courses, they've pushed it back to members only. I believe the Australian Golf Club, which closed a week ago, I think they're reopening.
Yeah, well, Clarkie's a member there.
Yeah, right. Well,
Liverpool, I am. Get me out there where I do my best work. Gowie, what about driving range? Can you go to the driving range?
Yeah, you still got to be a part. Like, at the golf course, you can be at the driving range. I'm not quite sure whether the public driving range, if they're still open, but the ones at the golf courses you can still go to. Like at Lynwood Golf Course, I'm heading out there today. I'll hit some balls and then go out and play. Just in a two ball and off we go. And if we all play by the rules, it's no different. I've been going walking every morning, and there's a lot of people out in the parks. There's a lot of people that you're walking by. Everyone's quite cordial, and you'll walk apart. But I've seen at times that people aren't walking that far apart.
Gowie, the Masters would have been starting next week. I think I was saying this week earlier, but it's next week. But we could get a situation later this year where you're almost having four majors back to back, even if they do go ahead.
Yeah, that's the first thing, is trying to get them all to go ahead and fitting them into the schedule. And I've heard many, many different scenarios. And one was, a month of majors, which would be pretty cool. Like, start with the Masters, head into the PGA, into the Open Championships, and then into the US Open. They're just going to try to find dates to fit in with the PGA Tour. And, that'd be a great scenario. Next week on the Masters, we're supposed to start. Fox Sports have got on the Masters channel, so all week you can watch reruns. And then when the tournament comes, it was last year's tournament, which we all will remember that Tiger won, and how he won down the stretch. So I'm going to just do what I do normally at Masters week: camp up, get up early in the morning and watch the Masters. So it'll be pretty cool.
Now, Gow, have you got any tips for our golfers out there that listen to our program, what they can do at home? Because I've looked on television, and Alex de Minaur is practicing his chipping. He's been locked up over there in Spain. And I saw him yesterday throw his club away. He got very frustrated. But what's some of the tips you could give to our listeners about what they may or may not be able to do if they've got a bit of a yard?
Yeah, well, you can do these at home, but it's pretty cool. There's a lot of players that are doing them at the moment, like name players. Padre Harrington, if you want to follow somebody, Padre Harrington is posting every day. This is a two-time major champion. He's won 25 times around the world. He's very funny. He's giving out some really good tips. But I'm going to start at the beginning. A lot of amateurs that even only play once or twice a year, like you, Loz, that there's one thing they get wrong is their posture. So this is what you can work on at home. Get in front of the mirror. Mirrors don't lie, right? If you're fat and ugly, you're fat and ugly. It's just going to tell you, right? It's just going to give you the real story back. Start with the mirror. Stand in front of the mirror with a golf club and work on your posture. You can go to YouTube, see Tiger's posture. You can see Adam Scott's posture, probably a better posture to look at. Bend over from the hips, arms directly down from your shoulders, and work on a good straight back from when you're standing side on, and you'll see the behind. So that's week one on the Big Sports Breakfast. Start on your posture.
Beautiful, Gowie. I like it. We're going to have a different tip each week.
Just a quick one, fellas, that's come out overnight. There could be a match on, and it'll be on Fox Sports when this gets done. But Tiger and Phil had a match a couple of years ago for $9 million. Yep. There might be another grudge match, but it could have two celebrities involved that will be partners, Peyton Manning and the new Buccaneer, Tom Brady. Because they're mad golfers, good friends with Phil and Tiger. This will be a better match that the four of them played against each other. So, and they all live down in Florida. They can all play together. Someone just gets a handy cam and off they go. So it's a big possibility happening.
Are you still mates with Mickelson?
Yeah, we're tight. Yep. Really? Yeah. If he was a Mars bar, he'd eat himself. No, still not a fan. Anyway, we've moved on.
Oh, good stuff. Well, Gowie.
Sounds like it.
Looking forward to your golf tip next week, Gowie. This could be going on all year, so looking forward to it week by week.
Thanks, fellas.